ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot.
That's my focus.
All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You gotta stay focused.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the second game of tonight's doubleheader of the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Marvin Ridge at Porter Ridge. Got a great girls' game, and I think we'll have a pretty good boys' game as well. Matt Abrig here alongside of me, Ryan Cook, and this is week 12 of this 2023-24 season. And we are live at the Pirate Ship on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's Southern Carolina Conference matchup.
Well, and before we do go on with this, though, let's make sure we give credit where credit's due. I mean, that game was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
Marvin Ridge did have a big illness, I was going to say injury illness. They did. Yeah. They were missing an important player.
Starter,
in that.
Typically.
But, I mean, Porter Ridge ended that run of 24 at
24.
Least.
24.
At least, right?
Or, 24.
Okay. Straight conference
wins. Consecutive
win.
Conference wins.
So, I mean, kudos to Porter Ridge.
Now, right now they share the conference, but I got a feeling they will see each other in the tournament.
Right, and I was going to say before the game.
Most likely they'll be the number one and number two seeds.
Right, and I was going to say before the game and say now that, I mean, I don't think either team is so dominant or that any team in the conference is, like, bad. So, I mean, I do think a big upset could happen before then, but I think it would be a big upset. I think both these teams will probably run the table the rest of the way.
Most
I mean,
likely.
They'll be expected to. Now, again, these teams are good enough to beat them, I think. But if they do their job, it's going to be a big showdown in that conference championship. So.
For tonight, for the boys, Marvin Ridge, these two teams met earlier this season. Way back on January 5th, Marvin Ridge won 80-58. Marvin Ridge comes in the night's action 13-6 overall, 3-1 in the conference, coming off that 73-58 loss to Weddington last Friday. They are led by two of the three because Josh Clark is not in uniform tonight. He is ill. So it'll begin with St. John Bridges, 11.7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 30% from 3, had 19 against Weddington, and then junior guard Brady Dunn, 11.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 43% from 3. He had 21 against Weddington. And then I'm not sure what they're going to do as far as Coach Haynes told us Josh is out, but
right.
Who's taking his spot.
That was one of the first things I was going to say. Now, real quick, I'll go back to those two shooters were excellent Friday night. You know, against the best team in the conference, and Dunn and Bridges almost, you know, I mean, the way they shot the ball kept them in it, and they're lethal. But, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say to your point. You know, it'll be interesting what Coach Haynes tries to do here with style. So, like, in my book, he could start Jaden Morris in that spot and do kind of a more like a guard type there, handling the ball, moving the ball quick, that kind of thing. Now, you're not going to get much scoring out of Jaden, but you're going to get more – you're going to get good ball movement, you know. But that makes them – they're already a small team going against a big athletic team that can really rebound.
With the Carucci boys.
That can really rebound. So does Coach decide to go with, I don't know, the next candidates would maybe be
Wyatt Haynes.
Haynes
usually
his son,
the bigger guy,
right? Like
that's been coming off the bench for them.
Would probably be –
who's got size.
Probably one of those two guys would be the most likely, would you think? So it would be interesting what they do with
that. I would
that.
Say, because he typically plays on the guards, Jaden and Alex Hutchins.
Yeah.
And then Wyatt, I mean, everybody else doesn't get a lot of time except for Wyatt.
And me personally in that boat, and I'm a little biased because I sometimes refer to him as my third son, but I go with Jaden Morris because I want more, like, fluid offense, like, you know, moving the ball and that kind of thing. But again, that's tough because then are you getting pounded on the boards? I don't know.
For Porter Ridge, they come to the night's action 6-13 overall, 1-3 in the conference. They are coming off a 72-59 loss to Sun Valley. They've lost 4 of their last 5 and defeated Cuthbertson in that stretch, 59-44. They will be without, well, I should say, Samaj Long is not starting, but he is dressed and going through warm-ups. He was sick the other day, or yesterday actually, so I don't think he is starting tonight, according to Coach Malone, but he will play. So that changes things a little bit because before it was like he wasn't going to play.
Sure.
Other than that, if you take him, who's averaging 14.5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, if you take 3.8 assists, then you've got Jacob Conroy, who's a good shooter, but only 8.5 points a game. 32% from 3, but not a high-volume shooter. And then you've got Rashawn Elmore, who's really good off the bench for them, but he's going to start tonight. 6.5 points, 5 rebounds. And then Dennis Carucci, the big man in the middle, 7 points, 5 rebounds for Coach Malone.
So my thoughts on that end are this. You have got to play bully ball if you're Porter Ridge and have a chance to win this, I think. I think that you have to go in the mindset you're going to dominate the offensive boards, dominate the defensive boards. You're going to pound the ball inside. You're going to drive the ball inside. Now, I think Marvin is a smart enough and well enough coach team that they're not going to let Jacob Conroy have open threes, but he definitely can be the factor there from three. But I'm just going inside. I'm rebounding. I'm pounding the ball in there. I'm playing tough bully ball, and I think that's their best chance to win tonight. So
about 3.5. You want to talk a little about the rankings?
Sure.
We'll keep it right here.
Yeah. So I didn't even get into this. The girls. I'll talk with you probably off the air about it just for fun. But like, you know, they're halfway through the conference, right?
Yep.
So you got Weddington at 4-0 in conference. Marvin Ridge 3-1. Sun Valley 2-2. Porter Ridge 1-3. And Cuthbertson 0-4. Right. So the thing about it, when you look at the Max Prep rankings, Weddington overall, including private schools, all classes, all of that, is 9th in the state with everything considered. The next highest ranked one in the state is 93 by Marvin Ridge. I mean, a big difference. And Max Prep puts a lot into strength of schedule now, and I can't decide sometimes. I don't think that's bad. Sometimes I think it's more accurate, then I think it's less accurate. I don't know. But it's interesting to look at and how that all shapes out and how big. I mean, the next in the county, the next one is Parkwood at 226 after Marvin Ridge's 93. You know, so you go 9 for Weddington, 93 Marvin Ridge.
This comes down to scheduling, right? This
right.
comes down to holiday tournaments.
Absolutely.
Monroe doesn't play any.
Right.
Parkwood played in the Mount Pleasant, which is all local teams.
And they really hit you hard for playing bad teams.
Marvin Ridge went to Hilton Head and played 3 teams outside of the state of North Carolina,
right.
which is going to help them, but not compared to what Weddington's playing, Myers Park and
right.
Lake Norman and
right.
Chambers and that Florida school and the Burlington school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not – you can't compare anything against that.
Yeah, and the other point I was going to make, though, that's unfortunate for Weddington, because you know Weddington and Marvin are going to make the playoffs,
yes.
you know. Weddington, right now, I think they would be the 3rd seed.
Yeah, I saw that. Bracket.
Right now, they'd be the 3rd seed. But when you look, when you look at that west side, they're all loaded. You know, I mean, you look at the east side, those teams aren't there. I mean,
you are 4A now.
Myers Park is number 4 in the nation.
Yeah.
And they're on the west side. Lake Norman is you know, really, really good. North Meck is 33 in the nation. And then Mount Tabor and Chambers all on that west
Chambers
side.
Chambers is kind of underachieved this year.
They have.
I mean, they've lost to North Meck, and they lost to some other team. Like, they got an upset the other night. They got beat.
I don't think they play great basketball.
They're not the Chambers of the last 3 years.
They're not as
big.
They're not as well-rounded. They're not as diverse or whatever I'm trying to say, deep, you know. So. But anyways, I mean, what my point is you're looking at, they might be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That might be like the 6th seed or worse. And that's pretty good on the west side.
Right.
You know, like, ooh, man.
That makes you wonder what the east side of the state's like.
Yeah, yeah. But, we never really talked about the girls. But, you know, you got Marvin Ridge and Porter Ridge. That's going to come a little closer now, obviously. They're both 4-1 now. Marvin Ridge will drop a little bit from 22nd, and Porter Ridge will move up a little bit from 48. And you got Union Academy, but that's different playoffs. Weddington actually helped themselves a decent amount. It's going to be really big what happens with these three teams being 1-3.
I believe Cutherson pulled the upset tonight.
Over Sun Valley?
Yep. 59-56 girls, so that changes things there.
So that really hurts Sun
they're
Valley's
10-10, and then they're 1-4 now.
Yeah. But then Weddington turns around and plays Porter Ridge on Friday.
Right.
So a good chance they get a loss. So that's really big for Cuthbertson. Suddenly they've moved solidly into 3rd place in that conference. Not solidly, but a game into 3rd place.
UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. The starting lineups for Marvin Ridge, it will be
number 3, Brady Dunn. Number 4, Jaden.
It is
Jaden is starting. There he
okay.
goes. Jaden is in for Josh Clark. So Dunn, Bridges, Josh, excuse me, Jaden.
Tried to get him to get me. No.
Jack Sheridan and Marshall Payne.
Tried to get him. Wanted to get him as they came by, but no.
You know, I think they seem to, like, gravitate towards me more, so I don't maybe.
I might scare him away.
Yes.
Well, plus some of them, if I've coached them, they're tired
they're
of hearing
tired
me
of
yell.
Tired of seeing you, tired of hearing you yell.
When they were little, I just said I scared them. I don't think I scare them anymore, but I used to scare them when I was little. So maybe they still have nightmares about me. I don't know.
For Porter Ridge, it'll be Yelverton, Osi, Harris, Conroy, Carucci.
Yeah, and again,
Dennis Carucci, the senior.
You've got to take your strengths. I mean, I know sometimes I'm Mr. Obvious, but you got to take your strengths, and they're a bigger, stronger, more athletic team, and they've got to use that to their advantage. I mean, kind of obvious statement, but you got to get offensive rebounds. You got to get to the basket. You got to play smart basketball, and I think they're just in the games that I've seen Porter Ridge play this year. I feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect, like not an attitude thing, not like a selfish thing even necessarily, but just like they don't click for some reason. I don't know what exactly it is.
Porter Ridge and the home whites. Marvin the road orange.
Now what about, I forgot to ask you then, who was it that was starting for Porter Ridge in the games that I saw?
Cox.
Is Cox,
Garrett
right?
Cox.
Is he, I didn't know if I even saw him over there. I'm not sure.
Payne and Carucci will jump center. Marvin left to right. Porter Ridge right to left on your internet dial. Let's get the game underway. One by the Pirates moving right to left. Conroy with it up top. Left wing over to Yelverton. Back up top now Ziggy Harris. Back up top to Conroy. Jacob left wing over to Yelverton. A three-point threat always on the block to Carucci. The senior goes to work. The little hook. No good. Rebound goes to Payne. Over to Dunn. Brady. Cross court to Morris. Into the corner. Bridges. Pump fake baseline. Pull up from 12. No good. Rebound by Yelverton. Over to Conroy. Left wing over to Harris. Back up top to Yelverton between the circles. Go to work on Payne. Going to dribble drive. And he's called for steps.
Well, I got confused there for a minute. There's a Payne on...
There's a pain on
Porter Ridge as well, huh?
But he doesn't play very often. So
I did it too fast, and I was like.
And Marshall for Marvin Ridge.
Little three-quarter court, trap here.
Bridges and Dunn in front of us. Across the timeline to Sheridan. High post to Morris. Bridges on the block to Payne. Back to Morris, the little hole. Floater is good.
Taking advantage of getting the start, my son, Jaden Morris here.
Into the corner to Harris. Ziggy with it. Skip pass, out of bounds off of Morris. It'll stay Pirate ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this Marvin Ridge team plays, good, smart, unselfish ball, and that was a great little cut by Morris and the assist from Bridges. It was nice.
Piedmont girls lost for the second time in a row. Traveling. And my understanding is that Wallace is back at Monroe, so she's a difference maker for them.
That will definitely make
tonight's
a big...
Tonight's the first game she's back, and they beat Piedmont.
That'll make a big difference. Now, if she finds her left hand, it'll make a huge difference.
Done across the timeline.
Watch
well, you
that.
Know she's going right, though.
Yes.
You just got to stop
it. She's so fast and strong doing it.
Done up top, right wing over to Payne. On the block to Morris. Back to Payne across court. Now to Bridges. Morris again on the block. Back to Dunn. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Harris. Ziggy wants to push. Ziggy. Nobody stops him, and he got away with a little off arm. Lou still on the block with it. Pump fake. Stolen away by Morris. Over to Dunn. Dunn across the timeline. Dunn, kick. Bridges a three. Got it.
Yeah, want to get him going.
5-0 Marvin Ridge. Conroy into the corner. Osi. Back up top to Conroy, but he throws it in the backcourt. And it's a backcourt violation. Turnover.
Yeah.
Mavs ball.
There's just no... I don't know. It just
fluidity?
Not, yeah. It just
cohesiveness?
Yeah. All those things.
Now, Long did dress. We saw him taking warm-ups.
Yeah. Looks like Porter is sticking man-to-man so far.
Sheridan turnaround from 15, no good. Rebound by Yelverton. Over to Conroy. Back up top to Yelverton. Left wing over to Zeki Harris. Back up top to Conroy. Now to Harris again, left wing. They're doing a good job on Carucci underneath.
Yeah.
OC in the corner, not much of a score from him. Harris, drive through the lane. Shot, no good. Rebound, Carucci, put back in there, it is.
Yep, Dennis.
The size advantage right there for the big man.
And that's it. I mean, you got to really commit to offensive rebounding tonight.
Done with it. Back to Bridges, cross court. To Payne, splits the double team.
There's
Dunn,
another shooter.
A three. Got it.
Yep. Same thing we saw against Weddington. The shooter's coming out.
8-2, Marvin Ridge. Stolen. Back over to Conroy. Left side over to Yelverton. Bryce with it. Up top, OC a three. No good. Rebound. Pulled away by Carucci. Dennis into the corner. Conroy up top with it. Now to Yelverton on the left wing. To the block. Carucci with his back. And up top, Conroy can't get the three off. He'll dribble drive. Shot, righty, no good. Rebound by Morris. Over to Dunn. Brady wants to push. Brady to Bridges.
Oh, man, there
he is. A three
is.
For St. John. No good. Rebound by Carucci. Over to Conroy. 4:15 to go here in the first. Harris with it up top. Long coming in on the next dead ball for Porter Ridge.
All right, all right.
Carucci from 15. No, rebound by Payne. Over to Dunn, to Bridges. St. John down the lane.
Yeah, I think that's a charge.
An offensive foul is called.
I thought that was the right call. First foul of the game is...
Samaj Long replaces Yelverton.
This will be interesting to see what his status is. You know, is he... So he had an ankle and an illness is what we were thinking?
Well, Coach Haynes told us about the ankle. Okay. I was aware that he was sick yesterday.
Maybe Haynes heard the wrong rumor. No, he said he saw
it. He said he saw it against Sun Valley on Friday.
Gotcha.
Backdoor to Conroy. Bucket is good, plus the foul for Jacob.
Assist from Harris, right?
Yes, sir.
And, wait, was that foul on Bridges? They don't announce it either, do they? Oh. No. Yeah, it was. That's why they're taking him out here.
So you got two?
Yeah, that's two early ones on him. That's a big loss for them with having Josh.
Up and good for Conroy as Hutchins replaces Bridges.
With having Josh Clark out, that takes two of the three away.
Payne will bring it up left to right. Carucci up on him. Not where you typically want your 6'5 post player.
True, true.
Sheridan lost his dribble. Gets off to Hutchins. Alex with it up top. Left side to Dunn. Underneath to Morris. Can't save it, goes out of bounds. Turnover, pirate ball.
This is just a big ask right now for any team when you've got a big three and two of those three are out, you know. So it'd be interesting what you do with Bridges. I'm not a fan of putting him in the first quarter, but I think I'm going to have to put him in the second quarter probably.
8-5 with 3:14 to go here in the first. Long with it up top. If he had a bad ankle, he looks okay. He's not wearing a brace or anything, as Wyatt Haynes will check in on the next dead ball for Marvin Ridge. Carucci, spin at the elbow, the little floater. No good, gets his own rebound, put back is there, plus the foul, and Dennis will go to the line for one.
Yeah, and I said offensive rebounding is going to be huge for Porter Ridge tonight. That's where the points have to come from. That was on 00 Hutchins, right?
Yes, sir. So Wyatt Haynes in for the first time tonight gives Jack Sheridan a break. And Carucci can tie it.
Yeah.
Wait, with the free throw.
It's a big turn of events.
And he does, big, 8-all.
Big turn of events with Long coming in and Bridges getting the second foul. You know, again, momentum's definitely shifted and tough to be cohesive now, I think.
Elmore checks in for Carucci. They inbound to Dunn. Marvin Ridge with the basketball, moving left to right. Dunn. OC up on him, right side over to Payne. Marshall with it. Dribble drive, gives it over to Morris. Jaden goes baseline. Nope, he's fouled, and Jaden Morris will go to the line for two.
He's come out confident and making an impact early on here. Conroy with the foul. And Morris going the line for two. Yeah, I mean, Jaden's come in playing well. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Porter Ridge right now, he misses the first. If I'm Porter Ridge right now, I'm really focusing on Brady Dunn. I'm saying, you know, don't help off, double on screens, don't let him have anything. make someone else score.
Morris up and no good. Rebound by Elmore. Over to Long, quickly into the front court. Payne picks him up, right side to Osi, a three. No good. Rebound pulled away by Morris. Jaden over to Brady Dunn. Dunn across the timeline. Left-handed dribble back to Morris, left wing. Now to Hutchins. Alex into the corner. Resets up top to Haynes, and they swing it around. Right wing. Dunn again with the basketball. Back to Haynes. Into the corner to Payne with a screen from Haynes. Can't get it back to him. Now they go back up top to Morris. 2:10 to go here in the first. Hutchins baseline. Dunn to Payne. Marshall, I only took one shot against Weddington
really
last Friday. Doesn't look to shoot at all.
You kind of have a whole team that doesn't look to shoot other than Dunn right now.
Talk about the old school Princeton. They lob it off.
Nice cut.
Morris blocked by Harris. Over to Long. Samaj. Left wing. A minute 40 to go here. Elmore baseline. Lost it. Loose ball. Jump ball is called. As Kenton Gargis will check in.
Okay. Going a little deeper into the bench tonight. Obviously, you have to. With Clark not here and Bridges on the bench with two fouls.
How much do you let him sit in at all in the second quarter?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Payne with it. And a foul. Nope. Coach Haynes got a timeout.
Yeah, good timeout. I love timeouts that save turnovers. I say that every time. My two favorite reasons, save a turnover, stop momentum.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, that's, if you, you could go, you'd use all five and a quarter if you could.
Me?
Yes.
No. I'm probably too reluctant, to be honest. That's probably my problem.
In your head, did you always have, how many you had, or was Coach Jones or Coach Sloop, or who was in charge of that, like?
I did have one of them. I think Miss Jones always, for whatever reason, she likes Miss Jones instead of Coach Jones.
Okay.
But I think she always went over every timeout.
Miss Coach Jones?
She didn't hate Coach Jones, but she was Miss Jones. But she would go over on timeouts and always check. Yeah. Otherwise, I tried to I would usually kind of know. But I was probably too stingy with my timeouts.
Well, you know, they don't add up. You get a bunch.
You don't get to take them home, right?
No, Coach Williams.
But when I like to play fast and travel ball, I don't want a timeout because it gives the other team a chance to catch their breath.
Right. Dunn, they inbound it. Marvin Ridge, they'll bring it up, left to right. Dunn across the timeline to Payne, right wing, over to Hutchins. Hutchins with it. A screen, now they kick it to Gargis.
It's a big athletic kid guarding Dunn.
Back up top. A minute 15 to go here in the first.
Yelverton's big, long, strong kid to be guarding Dunn.
All the way out top, too.
But there's a screen for
NBA him. NBA three for Dunn, got it!
And that's it. I mean, you can't let that happen. And that's easier said than done because they run great sets and they screen really well, and he runs off of them really well. But you got to work together and get over that screen.
Long to Conroy. Harris into the corner. Back up top. Yelverton a three. No good. Rebound by nobody. Goes out of
Marvin,
bounds.
Yep.
It'll be Mavs ball.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't like that for Porter Ridge. Again, that's not my game plan. They don't need to come in firing threes. And right now they're taking bad threes and missing them. You know, I mean, you need to get to the basket. You're the bigger, stronger team.
Pressure here by the Pirates. Payne. They lob it into Dunn. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Mavs ball, but they'll get it at midcourt now.
Yeah, you know, I think game plan-wise, like I said, you come in really wanting to play bully ball. You got to get to the basket. You got to rebound. You don't need to be chucking up bad threes if you got a chance to win this game.
Carucci's been down for a while. They're not really playing bully ball.
And they don't have O'Neur hadn't been in yet,
no,
right?
No, the sophomore Carucci brother.
He's over there, isn't he?
He is. Dunn in the backcourt. 45 seconds to go in the first. Cross court to Gargis. Right wing over to Hutchins. Up top to Haynes. Dunn,
oh,
another three for Brady. Got it.
You just can't let that happen. That's going down, you know. I mean, that's I don't understand.
14-8 with 30 seconds to go. Long has not taken a shot since he's been in yet.
Yeah.
Up top to Harris. Dribble drive through the lane. Pump fake shot. Glass good for Ziggy. To Gargis. Back to Hutchins. One shot for Coach Haynes, down to 10. Hutchins with Elmore on him. Right side over to Gargis. Right wing to Dunn. Dunn to Haynes. A long three. No good. Rebound by Gargis. Pulled away by Long. Midcourt. Nope. And that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Marvin 14, Porter Ridge 10. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Eberg, Ryan Cook, after one quarter of play of the boys' action between Marvin and Porter Ridge. Marvin up 14-10.
Yeah, and you know, at this point of the season, all games are big for all teams as far as the playoffs, whether it's squeaking in if you weren't going to get in, whether it's getting a better seed, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, Marvin just suffered a tough loss for them on Friday to put them in second in the conference, but they're going to make the playoffs, and they want to get the best.
Shout out to Josh Clark.
Yeah, sick tonight.
Sick as a dog.
But, you know, they need to improve their seeding, not hurt it. And so, you know, a big game for Marvin in that aspect. And Porter Ridge has got to win every game they can to get in the first place.
So, Carucci back in, Long out for Porter Ridge, along with Elmore, Harris, Osie, and Conroy.
And so, going back to the question of when you put Bridges back in, if I can keep the lead, I'm going to probably keep holding him out.
And a steal, but a whistle and a foul.
That's undone. His first. You sure can't. Yeah, as I say, be smart three is what coach is saying. I mean, you can't have him get his second.
Conroy will trigger it for Porter Ridge. All the way out top to OC. Now to Harris. Right side over to OC. Now to the corner to Elmore. Rashawn, the sophomore, dribbled through the lane. Bully ball up glass. No, but a foul was called.
And that's what I'm talking about.
He'll go to the line. You're right about that.
That was on 32 or 23? 30. Wait, what? They're in the 32, right? He's 33?
33 would be Haynes.
Has to be, I guess, right? Did you see those hands?
No,
was
I
was that
know.
On 33?
Yeah. Elmore at the line. Up so there's, and good.
There's our answer right there.
At the 7:38 mark, Bridges back in with two fouls as he replaces Dunn, who leaves with two.
And one
for Brady.
But, yeah, I mean, and as I always say, the offense and defense, I mean, it's definitely when I would bring him in on a dead ball offense.
Up, no good. Rebound by Hutchins.
Definitely don't disagree with bringing him in now, but it's still risky when you're up.
Morris cross court over to Gargis. Up top, knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Marvin Ball.
So, yeah, I mean, it gets interesting because you got to sit, you know, Dunn can't play every single minute. And, you know, now when you got him out and you need Bridges in there, you got to have at least one of them in there. Back up top to Bridges.
Swinging back up top now into the corner. Hutchins a three, no good. Rebound by Elmore. Over to Conroy. 14-11, 3-point lead as Henry Smith will come in for Marvin Ridge.
I just don't like the shot selection.
Harris with the rebound. Now to OC. Pump fake, dribble drive. Leaves it off underneath, lost it. Loose ball on the ground. Gargis had it. And Elmore battle for it.
Got to be careful. Ooh, got to be careful with an elbow and a push there. Got to be careful. It'll get chippy. But
Henry Smith may not be on here because he's not typically on the roster.
Okay. I don't like I just don't like the shot selection by Porter Ridge most of the time here.
Bridges and Hutchins in the backcourt, and Bridges will bring it up to Hutchins. Back to Bridges, a little pressure here by the Pirates. Middle to Morris right on the block.
Pass.
Almost stolen away, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Haynes, and it'll be Porter Ridge ball. Sheridan in.
And that's
Wyatt Haynes out.
That's someone they could get some scoring out of potentially. You know, he's probably the one that looks for, after the three, he probably looks to score the most. And right now they need somebody.
We saw Sydney Blackwell get her 1,000th tonight, and then Miles Leakes right now needed 14. He's got 7 in the first quarter.
Okay.
He needed 14 to reach that 1,000 point
they're
mark.
They're playing who tonight?
They are playing home against Monroe. Piedmont okay. is. Elmore is called. No, we're going to say OC at the double dribble on the pass.
And Monroe can be tough to score against depending on what your game is.
He lit him up for the second time they played. They beat him once, and he lit him up for 22.
Okay.
So he got maybe 7 in the first quarter. Right. Yeah, Miles Leakes. Got the lead on Rocky River Player of the Year.
Pass.
Stolen away by Ziggy Harris. Up to Elmore. Gets his footing into the corner. Long, who just checked in. OC a three.
That's
no rebound. No good. Rebound by Harris on the block. Shot no good. Rebound again by Harris.
Yeah.
Up and good.
Well, see, and that's what they've got to do. I don't understand the three-point selection that they're giving there. I don't get it.
Mavs up one now, 14-13. Kickball off of Long.
I mean, they're 0 for however many threes they've taken, and there's no one really to protect the rim, as Grant Hamilton pointed out Friday night. You know, if you're Porter Ridge, you got to get to the basket. Stop.
Are you referring to the putback dunk?
Yeah, the fact that he finished at the rim all night long for 30 points.
You know, I'm gonna call out somebody here in a second.
Uh-oh.
Morris to Bridges, drive. Lost it. Elmore with the steal. Rashawn up to Ziggy Harris. Harris to kick in the corner. OC another three. This time it goes
all
in.
All right, as I criticize.
And Porter Ridge is up 16-14, and Marvin Ridge calls a timeout. I understand that, you know, the writers of stories don't write the headlines that you see.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cook on fire, whatever. The writer doesn't write that. You have a headline guy. But when they wrote something on Friday night about Grant saying he only took 2 threes. They act like that's all he ever took. Like that's all he takes typically.
Oh.
The way it was inferred, and I was just like, I don't like that.
Yeah. But it
is weird. Little Union County pride as far as saying, hey, just get it right.
Right. Well,
didn't
no.
somebody come up to you at the end of the game and said, how many did he have? Because his 30th yeah. point was that putback dunk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but like what you and I have talked, we've talked for a long time that he's so much more than just a three-point shooter, and he's a great scorer and all that stuff. We talked about it quite a bit. But, you know, the fact that he only took two is I mean, I think that doesn't happen very often.
No, but they acted like he was like 0 for 7 and decided I'm going to take twos all night.
Right, right.
No,
right,
no. He did nothing but drive to the basket.
He just set his mind to
right,
just take to the basket.
We talked about the body control that
yeah.
he had.
Yeah.
And Miles Leakes, congratulations to him. Scored his 1,000th point on a three against Monroe tonight. So he is in the record book and is the only fourth Piedmont player ever.
Wow, and they've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
a lot of these schools haven't been around.
Historically, though, they have not been a successful team.
They have
Tyson,
not.
Tripp, Winnegan, and now Leakes.
Okay, and he's only a junior.
Yes, he is yeah. only a junior. I don't think he, unless Coach Mo lets him off the chain next year. Stolen away by OC as the Tyson holds the record for over 2,100 for that school.
Wow.
Long with it now. Hands off to Conroy. Jacob going to drive. Lost his dribble. Back on the right wing. Over to Long. And he throws it out of bounds.
They're saying Cade Tyson's under the radar NBA draft prospect at this point.
Well, what we've learned in our lifetime is that if you can shoot the basketball
and you're
6'7",
or whatever, yeah,
you will have a spot somewhere.
It's pretty cool, that family. I mean,
right wing into the corner. Henry Smith is called for steps.
And they're just really out of sorts. Just a lot of turnovers for a team that usually plays smart basketball. And I mean, Porter Ridge is quick. Give them credit that. Yeah, just when something looks open, they're there, you know. But, man, a lot of turnovers.
Long with it up top. Pirates up two, 16-14. Carucci to Conroy. Jacob drive hang. Blocked by Henry Smith. Into the corner to OC. Stolen away. Now back by Long. Rise, fire three. Samaji no good. Rebound it'll be against?
I think Carucci, right?
Carucci it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan, I'm going to say again, of the shot selection. I mean, they've made one, three. But
so within one calendar week, you've had three kids enter the 1,000-point club.
That's pretty cool.
McKinney, Leakes, and Blackwell.
Yeah.
Sheridan, a left wing, drive, hang. Shot, no, but a foul is called. It'll be on Carrucci.
Two on Dennis like that. Boom, boom. So I don't know why he wouldn't put O'Neuer in. I don't know if he's not here. If he's you said he was here.
Yeah.
If he's hurt or sick.
Overton coming in now. And it looks like Sun Valley up over Cuthbertson at the half, 37-30 for the boys.
Okay.
Up and good. So it seems like because Piedmont left the conference, you've got Weddington and Marvin 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You've got Sun Valley at a solid 3. Then you've got Cuthbertson and Porter Ridge kind of battling it out at 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Up and good for that one for Sheridan.
That Cuthbertson program is really hurting right now. I mean,
but let's remember, it's his first year with a whole new team.
Right. No,
you know
and
mean?
That's what I mean.
Oh, the program in general?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yelverton up top, left wing back to Long.
Hadn't been a factor, has he?
Who?
Long.
No, he has not. Samaj on the block. Yelverton, kick. Elmore, dribble drive, down the lane, on the floor, and a foul.
But see, that's what you need to do. Foul on 34, right?
Yeah. Henry Smith with the foul.
You know, again, shot, fake, and drive. Do not fall for that open three if you're Porter Ridge.
Long with it up top. Cut through to Elmore. Up, shot, window, good.
That's the bully ball I'm talking about.
3:35 to go here. 18-16, Porter Ridge. Bridges with it. On the block to Sheridan. Shot, glass, and good. Good no call there.
That was a good no call.
As Elmore kind of fell into him a little bit. OC on the block. Back to Long. Up top over to Conroy. Right wing. Yelverton with it. The ball fake. Back up top to Long. Samaj. Drive. Hang. Lefty. Hook. No good.
Man.
Rebound. Elmore's there. Put back. Nobody's fouled. And that's going to be on Smith again.
And once again, so that's his second. You're probably not worried about that if you're Coach Haynes. But once again, that's my whole that's what I'm saying to my team if I'm Coach Malone is go hard out. I mean, offensive rebounds, we hit the glass hard. We every one of them's ours.
Elmore up and gets the roll. Jaden Morris back in, gonna replace Henry Smith.
They
just get a little bit smaller too with Jaden back in.
I'm saying to my team if I'm Coach Malone, take the ball hard to the basket. Go after every offensive rebound. That's where we're going to have our fun.
Elmore, the second, on its way, and good. Ziggy Harris back in, going to replace Elmore, and it's back to a two-point lead.
He's a big, strong kid. You say he's a football player,
sophomore,
right?
Wide receiver.
Yeah, I see that. But Yelverton also presents a problem for Marvin.
Payne, his first shot of the night. In and out, no good. Rebound by Yelverton. Over to Long, 2:55 to go in the second. Yelverton, a three for Bryce, got it.
Okay, I was shaking my head again, but.
23-18.
Kind of opens things up a little if they hit a couple of those.
Dunn, the high post to Sheridan to Payne. Back to Dunn, he'll match it, got it.
Yeah.
A three by Brady, cuts it to a 23-21 lead, Porter Ridge. Long with it up top as Hutchins will check in. Conroy, near side to Yelverton. Into the corner to Long. Back up top to OC, now right wing over to Conroy. Little head fake, shoulders, now gives off to Long. Samaj, a three for Yelverton in the corner, no good. Harris with the rebound.
Yep.
Morris trying to tie him up, still on the block. Back up top to Long. Samaj down the lane, pump fake to Conroy. Jacob, now to Long, a three for Samaj. Missed everything. Harris is there, but he stepped on the end line. It'll go back to Marvin Ridge.
And see, Harris is one of the shorter guys out there, but he's so strong.
The shortest. Him and OC.
And he's got seven rebounds
in the first half.
You know, but and again, that's what I'm committing to. I'm telling my team stop shooting those threes, but I'm committing to all those rebounds.
Right side over to Payne, high post to Sheridan, on the block to Morris, into the corner to Hutchins, around that perimeter under a minute 50 to go. Hutchins with it.
I'm not sure about zone against this Marvin team.
Sheridan from 12, got it.
Yeah.
I'd do it again until Yelverton comes out and gets him.
Yeah.
23 all.
I'm not sure I'm playing zone against that team.
Right wing over to OC. Up top to Yelverton. Left wing, Conroy into the corner to Long. He'll dribble out. Back to Conroy, right side. Yelverton another three. Doesn't want to take it. Back up top to Long. Now to OC. Conroy on the block to Harris. Morris, good D by Jaden, over to Payne. Marshall with it. Kick to Dunn. Back up top to Payne. Now to Dunn. A few dribbles and a high post to Sheridan. Again from 14, no good. Rebound, though, by Porter Ridge. That was Osi with it over to Long. Under 45 seconds to go.
You're going to survive either real close game here at halftime with having Bridges with his two fouls.
Long with it, right wing, 35 seconds to go. Through the lane, kick into the corner. OC another three, no good. Rebound, goes out of bounds and off of OC's hand. That's a good call.
It is, and again, another poor shot in my book. I just don't get it.
25 seconds to go, and Coach Haynes wants one shot. Dunn will bring it up left to right. Sheridan is open underneath if they see him, and they do.
Wow.
Up glass, good.
Yeah, this zone, I don't know.
Kind of scoring up big at half.
Kind of scoring at will on the zone, I think.
Marvin up 25-20 through here. We got 7 seconds. Long, does he see the clock? He'll get the screen. He'll drive, kick, shot, no. Rebound, Yelverton, put back.
I think that's good.
Is good.
Oh, he said no.
No, they're saying no shot.
Wow.
No shot.
I would discuss. What did you think on that?
I thought he got it off.
I did too. I would discuss that, but.
Marvin goes with a lead to halftime, 25-23. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Narrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're at halftime of the boys' game between Marvin Ridge and Porter Ridge. Mavs up 25-23.
I was just checking out notes. So
I know.
I never did talk to you about it. We'll
talk
later. No,
you didn't, because you're always popular. What I'm just saying is that everyone's got about 6 games left, so those things can change.
Sure.
And especially with this now, that's 3 in a row they've lost.
Right, right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
It's not all her fault, but.
Yeah, no, but it's, you know, talking still on the girls' side, you know, it's like we talked about the boys more, and we're in the boys' game, it makes sense. But, like, it's also, it's tough because, for instance, and I haven't seen these teams play, and you've seen, well, a couple of them I haven't seen and you have, but, like, for instance, Porter Ridge, or Piedmont, they're 11-6, but they're ranked 309 by Max Preps as opposed to, for instance, 5-13 Cuthbertson,
well,
being that much higher than them.
They played in the Audrey Kell Holiday Tournament.
Right.
So, and they didn't play in a tournament.
And so, again, I think it makes it probably more accurate. Sometimes I wonder if they penalize you too much for it, you know. But, I mean, that's a huge difference.
But
11
all that
and
dictates
six.
Is your seeding, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, it's interesting that Max Prep's rankings would have a 5-13 Cuthbertson ahead of an 11-6 Piedmont, but, and I haven't seen them both play, but you have.
I've seen Piedmont. I've not seen Cuthbertson.
So it's harder for us to say.
A couple weeks, next week we will, as Weddington goes to Cuthbertson.
I'll be more bold. You don't like to be as, you don't like to be as bold as I do sometimes.
No, that's fair.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this.
Because people have my email address. They don't know how to get a hold of you.
Oh, they
really
probably do, but I don't really care. But. I haven't seen Piedmont play,
okay,
but I bet you Cuthbertson would beat him. And it, but again, you and,
well,
and so that jives with the rankings, but
that is hard to say.
It is hard to say. It is hard to say.
Because,
but that's why I'm being bold. I knew you wouldn't
Cuthbertson
say it.
Play.
I knew you wouldn't say it either
no,
way.
I've seen Piedmont.
Which one do you
play
think would
they're
win? You won't say.
I like Emily Polk.
Right.
I have not
right.
seen the two girls that Coach Busick has gotten. They're good.
So it would be very
interesting.
I haven't seen them yet. It'd be very interesting because they are tiny. I think Coach Busick told me they were the smallest team in the state. I don't know.
I would say Parkwood's close.
That's, me too. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. But they're tiny, so Miss Poole could have a field day. She could have 20 and 20 against them or whatever. But I really do like those freshman guards.
They're going to be good. Yeah,
they're
going to
be good.
I agree with you.
And he's got, I think he starts four freshmen, is
that
right?
Yes, he does.
And, I mean, two of them impressed me, and the other two aren't bad for freshmen, you know? I mean, so there'll be a future there because Coach Busick will do a good
job. Next year they will have a lot of experience.
Yeah, they could go from being – they could be pretty good. But right now
Sun Valley loses everybody.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, not everybody, but they lose Robinson and lose Meters.
Yeah, and yeah.
I'm just saying the tide will change a little bit.
I agree.
Porter Ridge will start off with the second – will start off the second half with the basketball. It'll be – Yelverton, Conroy, Carucci, Ziggy Harris, and O.C.
Brady Dunn leads all scorers with 12. Jack Sheridan with 8. And Dennis Carucci leads with 5 for Porter Ridge.
Morris Payne, Sheridan, Dunn, and Bridges. On the block to Carucci. Lost it. Loose ball. Stolen away by Payne. Marshall. Up top to Bridges. A 3. Got it for Sinjin.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't do that.
You know, I was dabbling around on Max Preps today. When you pull up Marvin Ridge, you know, they'll have blah inside to Carucci up and good. When you pull up the like a little video will play of like Sinjin or Brady.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they just kept showing Sinjin on the curl to get the 3 off.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see him more. I want to see him run that play more.
Yeah. Well, they did a lot against Weddington though. They did a good job with those screens and
Bridges baseline
nice
underneath.
Pass. Oh.
Missed man. It. The layup. Rebound by Harris.
That's a great pass.
I think Payne may have been expecting a little contact.
Yeah.
On the block to Carucci, and a foul is called. It'll be on Payne. Friday night, we'll be at Weddington for Porter Ridge at Weddington. We'll see what that win does to the girls' confidence as far as Porter Ridge.
Sure.
Getting that monkey off their back, you could say.
Sure.
Conroy, a deep 3, got it.
That's a big shot right there, a real big shot.
Tie ball game, 28 all with 6:45 to go here in the third. Morris left side to Payne. Up top to Dunn, guarded by Harris. Porter Ridge coming out here defensively a little aggressive.
Yeah,
Bridges up top. Now to Sheridan, left wing to Dunn. A screen, the switch. Sheridan on the block, there he goes. Will they get him the ball? They don't. Careful with that. Half court line. Bridges on the block to Sheridan now. Spin, baseline, and a pushing foul on Harris.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be a travel if it wasn't, I think. So I think you had to call it because I think he was about
here
ready.
Here we
to
go.
What?
Dunn and Harris.
Oh.
Just keep an eye on it.
Uh-huh.
Bridges
that
in the corner.
Surprise me.
Cut through. Sheridan up and off the glass and good.
Nice pass. Good cut.
30-28. Marvin up on top now. Carucci on the block. The little hook, no good. Rebound by Sheridan. Over to Dunn, across the timeline. Brady, kick to Bridges, left wing. Back up top to Dunn. Now up top to Morris. Right wing over to Payne. Marshall with it, baseline. Spin on the block.
Nice
Sinjin up and no good. Rebound by Yelverton.
I was writing that one down.
Over to Conroy, into the corner to O.C. Back up top to Yelverton. On the block, Carucci up. Bully ball right there.
Exactly.
Up for 2.
And that's what he's got to do tonight. He's got 9.
In a tie ball game, 30 apiece. Bridges with O.C. on him. Sinjin right wing over to Morris. Into the corner. Back to Bridges on the block. Lost it. Now they get it. Sheridan off the glass. No good. Rebound Yelverton. Porter Ridge couldn't shoot from outside. Marvin can't shoot inside.
Yeah.
Left side over to O.C. Carucci with it. Now to Conroy. Rise, fire, 3. Long. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Mavs ball as Wyatt Haynes comes in.
I still say you stick to the game plan of stop the threes for the most part if you're Porter Ridge. Just drive the basket, offensive rebound. And it's so much easier said than done, but you've got to just not help off Bridges or Dunn, and you got to get through the screens and double them even on the screens.
Bridges right side, guarded by O.C. He'll get a screen from Haynes. Now to Morris. Now to Dunn. Back to Morris through the lane. Good passing, but it goes off of Yelverton. It'll stay Maverick ball.
Yeah, you know,
Samaj Longin.
It's so much easier said than done to deny those two because they set such great screens from them, and they're smart kids who run off those screens really well.
Done. Now this time we got Elmore on Bridges. And a foul by Harris.
That's kind of a silly foul there. You don't really want that. It's only two on Harris, but he was almost in position to make that steal, but then he kind of made a silly, like, no reason to foul at that point.
Tomorrow night, Weddington hosting Monroe.
Oof, that was close. I can't see
it was.
The line.
It's,
really,
I think that fools the refs, too. I really do. Done with it up top. Conway on him. Right side to Haynes. Foul line extended to Bridges. On the block to Dunn. Quick shot. No good. Rebound by Yelverton. Didn't really get set. I think he was expecting somebody up there to take a swipe at it.
Got seven rebounds for Yelverton tonight.
Long drive. Kick to Yelverton. A long three is good. And Porter Ridge takes the lead. And the timeout up three. 33-30 with 4:09 to go here.
Okay, so being dead serious, not trying to be funny, not trying to, like, spark this thing again here. But I think you and I have known each other for a long time. I think that hopefully some basketball things that I do or did that you have, you know, respected and learned some basketball from, maybe. You know, I don't know. So with that lead in there, I don't know if I'm trying to influence you too much or not. But be honest. Don't gonna hurt my feelings or Coach Ford's feelings. Did you like that? Do you like that timeout right there? Okay.
No, because I like to run.
So you kind of, I mean,
I would want
to. I know
run.
It hurts
get
you to say.
Deep.
It
get
hurts your
on.
Soul to say, but you kind of agree with me
no,
for, the
I
most
do.
Part
right,
on,
because
for the most part.
Also, as a broadcaster.
Well.
But no, like, you want a flow. You want momentum.
Right.
You've gone up three on a good, solid play, and I don't know what that, what did you gain? I don't disagree with you at all.
All right. Well, that's weird.
But I will for, you know, devil's advocate. No, I really don't.
No, and we do know the other side.
So what,
of
you
it.
Called it, you called it to set up your press?
Yeah, I guess.
Mean,
yeah.
I guess because
yeah.
Porter
yeah.
comes out in that.
Yeah, which I don't like because.
And then they get the steal, which
all right,
is good.
It worked.
Looks, yep.
Timeout worked. I'm
shows
wrong.
Shows you what we know. Yep. Yelverton right wing. Another three. No good. Rebound by Haynes. Over to Bridges. Sinjin now. To Dunn, a three, no good. Rebound by Haynes. No, Elmore
taken
just
right
it
away. He just said, give me that.
Over to Harris. Harris up top to Long. Left side over to Elmore. Rashawn with it, guarded by Bridges. Drive, hang, baseline up. No, too strong.
Man. That's the shot you want, though.
Payne over to Bridges. Bridges,
oh,
rise,
you gotta
fire,
go guard
three.
Him.
No good. Rebound by Harris.
You got lucky there because I'll take that from Sinjin Bridges.
Harris across the timeline.
Got nine rebounds for Harris. Smallest guy out there. He's strong and athletic, though.
Right side over to Yelverton. Back up top to Long, and Porter Ridge is taking the air out of the ball a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Back to Conroy. Right side. 3 minutes to go here in the third. A screen. They switch. Bridges on Conroy. Off of Long's fingers and out of bounds.
Yeah, really just kind of no reason for that. You know, it's kind of like you talked about in the girls' game where if you're playing with a lead, just be a little conservative maybe. Get to the basket, rebound.
Porter Ridge up three right now, 33-30 with 2:50 to go here. Morris to Dunn. Top of the key. Brady with a dribble. Into the corner to Payne. And he's fouled. Nope, he's not fouled. He stepped on the sideline.
Okay, I couldn't see anything there. So, you
Coach Haynes not happy with that footwork.
It seems like Long is playing pretty good defense. I don't know if he's hobbled or not, but he's certainly not
look
looking to score.
Offensively, he's not. Yeah, you're right. He's not.
I don't know if he's taking a shot. Maybe. Yeah, he has. One or two, right?
Up top to Long. Samaj to Elmore in the corner.
With the walk there.
Rashawn. Spin. Lost it. Right to Ziggy Harris down the lane. And a jump ball is called that will be Marvin basketball.
And I think the official, that was one of those times where they do that so often. I think he anticipated the jump ball. I don't think he got his hand on it for a second, but. Uh-oh.
Bridges to Haynes. Cut throughs to Dunn. Dribbles out top. Gets it to Bridges in front of us. High post. Haynes to Bridges, drive, pull up.
Oh, nice.
No look pass to Morris up and good.
That was nice. That was really nice. And good spacing, I mean, good spot by Morris.
32, 30, 33, 32, long drive. and he pulled his pivot, but I think he may have been pushed.
Yeah,
but nonetheless,
I just love that pass.
You go up, and they think you're going to shoot.
Oh yeah, they didn't. He faked them all out.
And as long as Morris knows, I got to keep my head looking,
right,
just in case.
Well, and I got to know. I mean, like I say, St. John's a lot more than just a shooter as well.
Through the legs, turnover, along with it for Porter Ridge. Samaj wants to push. 1:30 to go here in the third. Harris up top. Not a Elmore.
You got to drive. Nope.
Right wing, Harris,
okay.
A three,
okay.
And good. Not typically a scorer from the outside.
It's okay if he wants to look over and point at me and,
36-32, Porter Ridge. Again, Marvin without Josh Clark. Haynes up glass, good.
Nice play.
Up top to Conroy. 1:00 to go in the third. 36-34, Pirates with the basketball. 50 seconds. Long, dribble drive. Good D by Marvin. Into the corner to Elmore. Lost it off his foot.
That's
and
rough.
Out of bounds.
That's rough. You can't have that kind of stuff.
Carucci and OC back in. Elmore and Long come out for Porter Ridge.
I mean, so you got to think that, Marvin Ridge seems to, they play better basketball. And I think down the stretch, if you keep it close, you got to like their odds.
35 seconds to go. Dunn to Bridges. Bridges across to the timeline to Haynes, back to Bridges. With the dribble. Left side to Morris. Jaden. No. Bridges, high post to Payne. To Morris, a three. Got it for Jaden.
Big bucket. He's played well.
Marvin up one now, 37-36. 10 seconds to go. Conroy and Yelverton. Conroy with it. To OC, back to Conroy, down to four. Skip pass OC, a three on the way. No good. And that'll do it at the end of three quarters of play.
Oh, we had a push. That should have been a tee on somebody.
So Marvin up 37-36.
That should have been a tee on one of the Marvin players. To be honest with you, I had to see the. It must have been Mr. Haynes from the look of the coach. I mean, I'm just only assuming that it was him because
his dad, who is the head coach, is
really upset with him,
giving him a talking to.
I'd really like to see the replay, but again, it must have been him. One of the Marvin players just flat out pushed one of the Porter Ridge players, and that should have been a technical. I don't know if the officials didn't see it, and then the Porter Ridge kid started to retaliate, but it never quite got to that. But he got lucky there. He got very lucky there.
We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. After three quarters of play, Marvin Ridge up 37-36. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. Friday night, Porter Ridge at Weddington will bring you that game. And then next week, it's Sun Valley on back-to-back days. I believe so. Let me check the schedule, Coach.
Wait, say it again now?
You don't listen anymore.
I wasn't listening.
Let's see. There we go.
Credit.
Weddington at Sun Valley on February 6th, Monroe at Sun Valley on the 7th, then Weddington at Cuthbertson on the 9th. So three games next week, depending on how I feel.
We all want to send well wishes to Mr. Abrig as he continues to cough on me over on
left. Well, Josh got me sick on Friday, so I'm going to blame it on Josh Clark.
Yeah.
We were at the game on Friday. And
no offense, but he's way more valuable than you two. And
that's fair.
And he's
that
not
is
here.
Fair.
I hope he feels better soon. He's probably not listening to us. He's probably watching NFHS.
He's retweeting us though.
Yeah.
Porter Ridge with the basketball into the backcourt to Conroy to start the fourth quarter. Conroy, right wing over to Carucci, up top to Yelverton between the circles. Loose ball, Bridges, Harris.
Quick jump ball again. But diving on the floor makes it happen, going after it.
Well, what I would be worried about is things getting even more chippy.
Oh,
I see Hickory Grove got into a little altercation, and Jim Rhodes, the former head coach here, is the AD, and he's going to lose four kids, I believe.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And they lose two games, I believe. Bridges, a deep three, no good. Rebound Payne off of Harris. It'll stay Mavs basketball.
And I'll tell you, Marshall Payne has made a big impact without scoring any points. I've got him as 7 assists, 4 rebounds.
He will trigger it. Into the corner to Bridges. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
It's smooth. It's smooth.
I love that curl play they run for him.
Yep.
40-36, Marvin.
And that was Payne again with the assist, right?
He on the inbound, yep. Conroy, kick, OC. Yelverton, a three. To answer, he does.
Okay, that's a big shot.
40-39, Mavs up one. Payne across the timeline. Up top to Morris. Left side to Dunn, who's been quiet this second half. Brady with it. Step back, a three. Rebound by Carucci. Short on that one for Dunn. Conroy with a push. Left wing over to Yelverton. 6:45 to go in the contest. Harris with it up top. Drives on Morris. And a foul will be on Morris.
Probably could have been a no call. A little bump. Wait, I thought he said five. He said it was on five. Did he call that foul on? I thought he called the foul on five.
Five is Bridges. All the way out top to Carucci. He's number five. He called it on Bridges. Right wing over to Carucci. Up top to Yelverton. Bryce, drive. Oh, and a late whistle there. That one, I think, is going to be on Morris.
That one's on Morris.
Cheap reaching is what they gave it to him. Carucci makes way with the elbows. Right tied over to Long on Payne. Marshall Payne, good D there. Right side back to Carucci. Now to Osi up top. Right side, Yelverton, and called for double dribble.
Good credit to Marvin defense there. A lot of pressure, like Porter Ridge seemed on the defensive on the offensive end that whole time.
6:08 to go here. Payne inbounds to Dunn. Back to Payne. Across the timeline, Yelverton will pick him up. Payne to Bridges. Back up top to reset. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Elmore on the next dead ball will begin for the Pirates. Haynes with it. Into the corner, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Mavs basketball.
I think this one's going down to the wire. It's been a good game.
Yeah, it has.
Little sloppy
low
on
scoring,
both ends.
But
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Dunn with it up top. He's got to be
watch
careful.
Watch that line.
Man.
Can't see it.
Left side to Bridges into the corner. Guarded by Conroy. Now back to Dunn. Dunn will dribble out top with Elmore on him. Nobody going to start a five count? I guess not. Marshall Payne right wing. Now to Dunn. Had a millisecond of a look but didn't want to do anything with it. Bridges baseline. Lost it. Conroy with the steal. Throws it right to Elmore, who looks up. He's got Carucci up and good. And Porter Ridge goes back up on top, 41-40.
That was a great play.
Done across the timeline. Right wing.
Let's run your stuff.
Long on him. Hit from behind to Carucci.
I always wonder about that foul.
Right side to Osi, to Conroy.
You got to get a stop here.
Up 41-40. Into the corner to Elmore.
Dare him to shoot outside is what I'd do.
OC, everybody but
Conroy. I wouldn't
Conroy.
Dare Conroy to shoot outside. But the
Long
rest of them.
With it back up top, Payne on him.
I'd over help in the lane. I'd play off.
Oh, back door, yep. Elmore's there. Up shot. Too strong. Rebound by Morris. Carucci hits the deck.
That was good help.
Over
that
to Bridges.
Layup.
Back to Morris. And he's fouled by Carucci.
Not a good foul.
No, it was a dumb foul.
Just grabbed him. That's his third foul. But no harm, no foul. I mean, meaning that's not a bad, I don't know.
4:35
to go. It stopped him there. You're not in shooting yet. You know, I mean. Maybe not a bad foul.
Dunn will trigger it. On the block, Haynes up, no good. Rebound, Payne, put back is good, plus the foul.
Wow.
And Haynes and Elmore, and Elmore hit the deck on that one.
Big turn of events there. As on OC. I believe.
We'll put Marshall Payne at the line for his bonus.
His first two points of the game, but I got him for 5 rebounds and 8 assists.
And up and good for Payne. 43-41, Porter Ridge.
That's just a big turn of events. That's a big play.
Right side to Conroy. Near side to Elmore. High post to Carucci. Not very smart with the basketball.
That's going to be Carucci's 4. That's big.
So Yelverton going to come right back in. But again, this goes back to fundamentals. When you got a kid that big, don't throw the ball to his ankles.
Yeah, yeah. And this is where they could really be using the younger Carucci. Not sure of his status, I guess, tonight. He's not on the bench.
Inbound to Dunn. Marvin Ridge with it. 4:15 to go in the game. Dunn with long on him. Across the timeline. Right wing and a timeout called by Coach Haynes. With 4:06 to go here in the game, Mavericks up 43-41.
And I don't know what it is exactly. I mean, I think it's just style of play, I guess. But, like, I this is where, again, they're only up 2 with 4 minutes to go in the ball. And I kind of just feel like they're more in control than I felt like Porter Ridge was when they were up more, you know?
Is it because of selection? Things that
I trust this Marvin Ridge team more than I trust the Porter Ridge team. You know, I mean, I trust that they'll play good, sound basketball.
Playing well with the basketball when they have it, they're not
right
strong with it.
I feel like I trust Marvin to run their stuff, take time off the clock when they're up. You know, be super patient and make the smart plays. And I'm just not sure that I trust the same out of Porter Ridge right now.
Mavs basketball, Morris will trigger it.
You know what's striking me right now that I was thinking the third quarter, and I'm thinking now, I didn't say anything, now I am. Sheridan hadn't played much this half, has he?
Who?
Jack Sheridan.
No, he hasn't.
He was playing well. I don't know if he's hurt or sick.
He's sitting next to Coach Tolbert.
He is. He looks fine, I think.
Into the corner to Payne, Marshall with it. High post to Haynes.
Sheridan has 10 points.
Left wing, Bridges, pump fake, drive. Pull up from 12, no good. Elmore the rebound. Long with it. Nah, speak of the devil. Elmore driving a foul by Morris. I don't know about a block.
Yeah.
I'd say more of a reach.
They would call a reach, yeah. Probably could have gone uncalled, but.
Sheridan comes in, replaces Wyatt Haynes.
I think I've only got 2 on Morris.
Inbound to Yelverton. Up top to Long, 3:32 to go in the game. Right side to Conroy, guarded by Dunn. Up top, OC. Now they left wing over to Long. Drive, hang, layup. Go!
Oh, man.
Did not go down, but he'll go to the line. And that's the first time we've seen him be aggressive tonight with the basketball.
That's 4 on Bridges. 3:18 left. I don't know if you just don't care, maybe, probably. Especially because you'll be on offense here.
You need him.
Yeah.
Coach, I'm staying in.
Yeah.
I'm staying in. Up and good for Long for the first one.
But to your point, Long didn't look like he had any trouble getting to the basket there. Why hasn't he been asserting that tonight, asserting himself? I don't know.
Long up and good on the second one.
And we're all tied up. Huh?
43 apiece with 3:15 to go. Morris with pressure here, trying to get it inbound. They get it to Dunn.
I like the full court pressure by Porter Ridge. I think that's a good move.
Harrison on the next dead ball.
Oh, boy.
Dunn with it across the timeline. Long up on him with the long arms. Left side to Morris. Sheridan was there. They get him the ball, not exactly when he wanted it.
Yeah, a little late.
He'll go to work. Yelverton on him. Sheridan through the lane, up, under, fall away, blocked by Yelverton. Got it over by Long. Long will push. 2:50 to go in the contest.
It's an athletic Porter Ridge team. That's a nice block. He blocked it easily.
Up top to Conroy. Back to Yelverton.
And now you got to be patient and don't force.
Long with it. Right side to OC, now to Conroy in the right corner. A dribble and a kick out up top to Yelverton. Back to Long. 2:30 to go.
You're in no hurry. You don't need to force. You don't need a three.
Yelverton with it. Yelverton through the lane. Backs him down. Loose ball. Long's got it. Into the corner. 2:20 to go here in the third or fourth. Long down the lane. Layup again.
Yeah,
this time it drops.
Where's he been? I don't understand what he's been doing all game long.
Porter Ridge up 45-43.
No pun intended, all game long.
Ah, I see what you did there. High post to Sheridan, back to Payne, left side to Morris, now to Dunn, who's been quiet this half.
Barry hadn't scored.
Payne with it.
There you go, there we go.
Now to Morris, now to Dunn. Now to Sheridan, back to Dunn. A minute 50 to go in the contest.
I would not let him get loose. He'll hit a big shot. Watch screen.
With your pass. Sheridan is trying to see what side he wants to set the screen on. Back door. Stolen away by Conroy. Left side to OC.
Be patient.
Up top to Long. A minute 30 to go in the game. Long to Elmore.
Don't need a three.
And a timeout called by Coach Malone.
Okay.
Full timeout for Porter Ridge with a minute 24 to go here in the game. Pirates up 45-43.
And I definitely don't dislike that timeout. The only thing... those are probably right? 3 and 2. So he's got, they still have
timeouts,
three more
left.
Timeouts, I think.
Yeah.
I think they still, if, as long as that's updated.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So anyways, I like that timeout, obviously. But one thing that always freaked me out that I didn't want to do is call my last timeout right there and then have trouble getting the ball inbounds because then you can't do anything about
right.
it. So
then you're going to have to force something in.
You know, so good timeout. You know, I'm just talking to my team here that, like, I mean, what I'm saying, and I don't know that I have confidence that Porter Ridge can do this, but I'm just saying you don't force any passes at all, anything, only safe passes, only layups, only driving. I mean, that's all you're doing. I mean, we'll hold the ball the whole time if we have to. If I'm Marvin Ridge, my next foul puts them on the line. So I don't have any fouls to give. I'm not fouling early here. I'm just staying solid for a lot of this. I don't know at what point. Maybe around 45 seconds or so. If they're just holding it.
Kenton Gargis in for the first time this half.
I'm surprised that Sheridan's not getting the nod at this point.
Bridges is still out. Conroy in the corner.
You don't need it. Just
up top to Long. Long gets past Payne. The floater, the foul, the bucket is good.
And again,
one.
Where has he been all night long?
The aggressiveness just got turned on at about 8:30.
Like awful late in the game. I mean, if they lose, I would say that was the, you know.
Reason.
Like, well, kind of, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's like he just didn't, yeah, like you say, he kind of, the sleeping giant awoke really late.
Long up and timeout again for Porter Ridge. They're up 48-43 now.
Yeah.
With a minute 13 to go.
I do like that timeout in this situation because now I'm looking to see if the timeouts are getting updated because it's still 3-2. So I'm not sure what the situation. Okay, it is. If it's still saying 2-2.
You just took it down.
Then I love that timeout here because now you are getting your defense set.
Right.
I think what I would do here is I'd come out with that kind of at 2-2-1 or whatever they like to do full court here, but don't go for the steal. Don't just make them take time getting it up and then transition into your man-to-man. Don't come back here and play half-court zone against
right.
Marvin. That just doesn't make sense to me right now. With a five-point lead in a zone, if you lose Dunn or Bridges, you're giving up three like that, you know. So what I'm saying here is what I'd say the whole game long. You're denying Bridges everywhere. You're denying Dunn everywhere. If your man sets a screen for one of them, then you jump it, you double it, whatever, make somebody else shoot it.
Sun Valley boys defeat Cutherson 60-56. I'm
okay.
Trying to get an update on the Piedmont Monroe game. Boys, that is.
It'll be interesting tomorrow night. I know you won't be there. I will be there. Monroe always makes you work for your points.
Yeah, they
but,
do.
I'm going to make a strange prediction. I'm going to say Grant Hamilton has another big night, but this time almost all from three. That's right. My prediction. They'll be deep threes. They give up open threes, but they're deep. Here we go. That's what I said that I'd do if I were Porter, and I'd match up man-to-man right now.
Bridges, right wing.
Can't lose Dunn.
Up top to Payne, left side to Dunn.
Now you can't lose Bridges.
Under a minute to go, 55 seconds. Right side over to Bridges. Into the corner to Morris.
Can't
lost
lose
his dribble, now to Haynes. Now to
there
Bridges, sets his feet, a three! No good, rebound by Elmore. They're going to have to foul.
They are going to have to
They've
foul.
They've got two. One more to give.
No,
you're right.
They're
shooting.
Yeah.
Had it reversed. Conroy up top.
That's not really who
Dunn.
You want to foul.
Conroy, and he's fouled by Dunn.
Yeah, not really who you want to foul, but you got to foul.
29 and a half seconds to go in the game, up 48-43.
Only Dunn's second foul, but I think Coach really wanted to see him foul Elmore there instead before they got it to Conroy. Conroy
up and good.
Two on the night from the free throw line.
Conroy up. In and out, no good. Rebound by Payne.
Two possessions. You got to get a quick score.
Payne.
You got to get a quick.
To Bridges, and he wasn't there, and he throws it away. That just may have been it, Coach.
That might have sealed it. One more free throw probably seals it. They're getting big here.
Carucci back in.
Now, if I'm Porter Ridge, I would foul somewhere halfway through this possession. It's not Porter Ridge.
Conroy into the corner to Carucci. 17 and a half seconds left.
Just need one free throw to probably put this away.
49-43, Pirates.
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy. I was talking about the wrong team having the ball again.
Not as late as some nights we've had.
No, it's an early
Crewed
night.
You up
of.
And good.
But it's that stinking drive home from
but
here.
But what this does to Marvin is drops him two conference losses.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You got to hope somebody can beat
Weddington
before you see them in the last game of the year.
Right now, even that last game of the year win wouldn't win it for you.
No, you get a piece of it.
Yeah.
Rebound by Bridges, no good.
No, you wouldn't. Well, you're saying
you'd split it.
Right.
But you got to hope for somebody else. Stolen away by Carucci. It's 50-43.
Yeah.
5 seconds with 2.8 seconds to go. It's going to be a final.
Yeah.
It's funny that the cheerleaders sing it, but the student section ain't doing a thing.
Yeah, they are not. They're not a big section tonight and not a very active. They ought to be kind of excited. Good win for them.
And that'll do it. It's a final. Porter Ridge with the win, 50-43.